Hey, it's Mark Harbert, and you've just tuned in to the Fearless Influencer Podcast. Get ready for turbocharged tips and insider secrets from today's online rock stars. Strap in, because this episode is about to take off. So we're going to go ahead, and we are going to dive into this episode here. I want to talk about five entrepreneur productivity hacks that will help you to get more done in less time. And one of the things that I know as an entrepreneur over the years that I have struggled with, especially in the beginning, not so much anymore, just because I've been so, you know, dialed in with what I'm going to share with you here. But I know for a fact that a lot of people struggle with time. One of the things that people, you know, come to me about, especially, you know, students or clients that I have, and one of the things that they say is, well, you know, I'm struggling with time. I'm struggling with, you know, trying to get things done. I'm struggling with when to do them. And hopefully what I'm going to share with you here in this episode will really help you quite a bit, and will really give you a little bit of clarity and help you to prioritize. But here's, before I dive into these, I want to make this abundantly clear to you that none of this will work if you don't work it, okay? There's no magic to what I'm going to share here. There's no magic pill. There's no magic strategy. It's a matter of learning what to do and then going out and doing it. So these little strategies or hacks or whatever you want to call them, productivity hacks is what I call them, they won't work unless you actually take it into consideration, okay, and put it to use. So let's go ahead and dive into the first one. So the first productivity hack is to get rid of distractions. Now, distractions are things like your phone, Skype, you know, email, all those little things that cause distractions. And I know for a fact for me that the phone, it can be a huge distraction, especially with all the notifications that you can get on your phone. But also, if you're working on a laptop or a desktop computer, you know, my iMac that I have here, I get, you know, notifications, and I'm very selective upon which notifications I let show up on my desktop. I do not allow email notifications. I can't begin to tell you how many times I see people that are working, or, you know, they're going about doing their thing, and they have these little, you know, little notifications pop up in the right-hand corner every time they get an email. And I'm telling you, if you're going to get a notification every time you get an email, you are going to go bonkers, and it is going to distract you in a huge, huge way. So being an online entrepreneur can be one of the greatest professions and the greatest things that you ever do, but it can also be the most distracting. So you've really got to take a disciplined approach to it and really ask yourself, which notifications are most important to me? Ask yourself, what notifications are things that I need to know that if I'm in a workflow, if I'm actually working and I'm doing something that's really important, what is it that I'm willing to break my workflow for in order to respond to it? And that's what you have to ask yourself. And I can tell you right now that the majority, 99% of the time, you are not going to need to know a distraction, you know, or an email, you know, or whatever the notification is. It can usually wait. Okay. And one of the things that is so important here is that you have to sit down and go through and really determine, because I'm telling you, when people tell me, well, I just don't have the time, that's just a well-crafted lie. We all have the time. We all have the time. It's a matter of how we spend it. And several years ago, I read an article that talked about email, and it talked about how if you are, every time you are distracted, if you're in a workflow, okay, now if you've ever been in a workflow, you know what I'm talking about. It's where, man, you're honed in, you're really rocking, you're really getting stuff done, things are cranking, and things are really coming, you know, just ideas are flowing. You know, you're getting that work done, and it's just, man, it's boom, boom, boom. And what happens is, for every distraction that you get, Okay. And this was talking about email. I'm kind of equating it to not just email, but also, you know, nowadays with all the notifications, you know, where all of those, it can take you an average of 7 to 10 minutes to get back into a workflow for every distraction. So let's say you're in a workflow and boom, you get an email notification. You go over to read that email, you respond to it, do your thing. It can take you an average of 7 to 10 minutes to get back into workflow. Imagine how much time you've lost. So let's say it takes you, you know, a total of 5 minutes to read and respond to that email, and then another 7 minutes to get back into workflow. You've now just wasted 12 minutes that you could have gotten something done in your business. So distractions today are massive, okay? They're just huge. And so we really need to be more disciplined. I know this is something that I have tried to work on. I'm still not always the best with it, but I will tell you this, I am way, way, way ahead of many people on this, okay? And I don't mean that in a braggadocious way, but I'm telling you, I have been very disciplined, you know, in shutting down all the notifications. I get very few of them. The only one on my phone that I really care about is if somebody's at my front door. You know, I have that little Ring doorbell, and that's about the only one I really, really care about. I don't really have too many others. You know, so I everything else pretty much can wait. Now, I do get texts, but you have the ability to silence certain texts. Okay. So keep that in mind. We don't always have to jump every time we get a notification for something. And, so figure out what works for you. Okay. And again, this applies to Skype, Slack, whatever the programs that you're using, just do an inventory and, you know, set a time to check your emails when you think it's necessary. Okay. So that was number one. Let's get into number two, and that is to create a daily DMO or daily method of operation. And so I know every day I have a general idea of everything that I need to accomplish every day. Okay, like Mondays are really my content creation day. Those are the days when I usually make a video, post a blog post. And, you know, I also focus on putting out some of my podcasts, which if you're not subscribed to my podcast, make sure you go to markharbor.com/podcast. And there are all the different links there of where you can subscribe to it. And also there are the episodes right there on the page. So if you want to listen to it right on my blog, you can do that. But go to markharbor.com/podcast, okay? And but you want to have a DMO, something that is, you know, a kind of a regular plan of action that you stick to. You know, you put into somewhat of a habit. And so you know, like, hey, Monday, this is my day to do this. Tuesday, this is my day to do this. Wednesday, I'm going to focus on this. Thursday, Friday, and then, you know, Saturday and Sunday. Okay, for me, you know, this, I know Saturdays and Sundays are precious time. That is family time. I don't do hardly any work on the weekends. It's just not what I do. All my clients, they know that if they reach out to me on the weekend, I probably won't get back to them until Monday. Okay. So, and that's one thing that I know I need to do as well. I have several clients that I work with. And so one of the things that I know that I need to do on Monday is go through my client messages. Okay. And I use Skype for that to stay in communication with my clients. And I'll go through and answer any questions that they have or get back to them. Okay. So very, very important to have that DMO. Think through what you need to accomplish and what you need to get done. And this kind of leads me to number three. So when you're working on that DMO, that daily method of operation, one of the things that you want to do is you want to do the first thing in the morning. Okay. Now this is point number three. In the morning or whenever you start work, I don't care if you work nights or whatever, but the first thing that you need to do that you would most likely avoid. Okay. So the thing that you want to avoid or procrastinate about, that's the first thing you should do every single day. It's the very first thing you should do. And there is a great book about this called Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. And it's all about doing the thing that you don't want to do first thing in the morning. The biggest task that you have, you should get that done every single day first thing. It's the one that takes the most brain power. It's the one that takes the most decision ability. It's the one that takes the most out of you. And when you think about it in the morning, if you do it in the morning, which the majority of people work, you know, and get up and have their morning or whatever, that is when you're the freshest. That's when you're the most rested. That's when your decision capabilities are the best. And so that is really when you want to put that time and effort into the biggest thing that you have that day. So by knocking that out, once you get that done, now you've got the rest of the day to do the little things that are necessary, okay? The other little things that you need to accomplish. So number three is do the biggest thing that you need to get done, which you would normally avoid, okay, that you would procrastinate on. And this takes discipline, guys. It absolutely takes discipline. You have to train your mind to do the things you know you need to do. And believe me, I am not sitting here talking like I do it right all the time. I certainly don't, but I can tell you 9 times out of 10, I do it right. Okay, but it's not always, you know, I'm just as vulnerable to getting sucked into the Facebook vortex just like everybody else. But I've also disciplined myself enough to make sure that I get the things done that I need to every single day. Okay, very, very important. All right, so let's talk about number four. So let's just recap real quick. So we talked about getting rid of distractions. We've talked about creating a daily DMO. And we've also talked about getting the first thing done in the morning, the thing that you dread the most, the thing that you would avoid the most, getting that done first thing. And then the fourth one is I prefer to work from a to-do list. Okay. Now I am a to-do list person. Okay. I am not one of those people that have a calendar, and I do have a calendar, by the way, but my calendar, I am not somebody who says from 8 to 8:30, I'm doing this. From 8:30 to 9, I'm doing this. From 9 to 9:30, I'm doing this. That is not me, okay? I have tried to do that in the past. I've failed miserably at it. I am not somebody who likes to set artificial time frames to complete things, okay? I work much better from a to-do list. So I have a working to-do list of things that I want to accomplish. Okay. I use a product management software called Asana. It's actually free that you can sign up for. They do have paid plans, but I have a huge to-do list. There are things and ideas that I've had that I want to do, but they get way down the to-do list, you know? When I have a thought of something I want to accomplish, I put it on that list. And then I go back and I review that list on a regular basis. And then I go, okay, what's priority? This is more important. This is more important. And I just shuffle things around and put at the top what I believe to be the most important. And so I work from that to-do list because I find for me, I work way better. So when I do the daily DMO and I do the things that I know I need to do, the biggest thing that I need to accomplish every day, once I've done that, now I can go over to the to-do list, look on there and go, okay, what's the highest priority here? And I can just start knocking those things out. So for me, that makes a huge difference when it comes to getting a lot of things done. So I work from a to-do list. Now you don't have to use Asana. There are so many other ways that you can do that. But I can tell you that in addition to that, I do use my calendar. Okay. This is kind of a slash for point number four. But I do use my calendar. I have, I have an iMac, I have a MacBook, I have, you know, my phone, I have an iPhone, I've got an iWatch, or an Apple Watch, whatever you want to call it. I've got pretty much everything Apple. So I use my Apple calendar and I religiously use that calendar, okay? Because I know that I have a lot of things on my plate, a lot of tasks I want to get done, a lot of things. So I have made it a habit over the years to religiously put things on my calendar that I know are coming up. So in say 2 weeks, okay, I'm getting ready to, go to an event down in Orlando in Florida in a couple weeks. I put that on my calendar as soon as I know the dates. Okay. If I have an appointment with a client, in 2 weeks, I put it on my calendar and then it's off my mind. So I put it on my calendar. It syncs with all my computers, all my devices. So wherever I'm at, I have my calendar in front of me. I know that I can go to it. So another one, like I go to the chiropractor. Right now I'm going through the chiropractor. I've had some issues with my neck going on. So when I set an appointment for the chiropractor, I put that on my calendar. And then I don't think about it anymore until maybe I look at it at the end of the day and I go, what's going on for tomorrow? Oh, yeah, I got that appointment with the chiropractor. Just yesterday, I had an appointment to go up for my annual checkup with my doctor, okay? I set that appointment several weeks prior. I didn't even remember it until Monday night. And I looked and I said, oh, man, I got that appointment tomorrow. So I got to head over to the doctor. Boom. So the point is, by using a calendar, you can take things, put them on there, and get them off your mind. Okay, the biggest problem most people have is that their mind is just this big cluttered mess of things, and they don't get they don't get it out of their head and into, you know, a book or on a piece of paper. You know, it's such, everything's so digitized or everything's so digital. That's why I use a calendar. And for me, it just makes sense. I have it all on my phone. It goes with me everywhere. So I absolutely highly suggest you figure out a calendar that you can use that syncs with all your devices. And as you have things come up, put them on your calendar. Now, another tip on that before we move on to our last point is one of the things I wanted to suggest is that if you're married, if you have a significant other, one of the things my wife and I do, and my daughter, we got her in on it now. So my wife uses her calendar on her Apple phone, you know, on her iPhone and on her computer. So what happens is when I schedule something that I know she needs to know about, I can add her onto that event and it'll automatically put it onto her computer and she will accept that event and it'll put it on her calendar as well. So when I know that there's something that, hey, I need to let her know, I put it on my calendar, it syncs with her. So my wife and I are very in tune to what's going on with each other in terms of, you know, the schedule. So we work that together. It's a great way for us to communicate and we know what's going on. It's just so much of a habit now, we don't even think about it. So it's very, very important that you build these habits in order to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. So find a calendar, get a working to-do list. And the best thing to do with that to-do list, as soon as the idea hits your head, like as soon as it hits your head, oh, I got to put it down. Pull out your phone or whatever, type it on there. If you want to use a book or a physical book, go ahead, write it down. Get it out of your brain and onto paper or into something that, you know, you use digitally to track that. Because the thing is I don't know about you, but I have had million-dollar ideas hit my head. I do nothing with it. And then, you know, 6 months later, I remember that I had that thought and I'm like, dang it, man, I should have acted on that a long time ago. I don't know about you, but that happens to me all the time. And I've learned over the years that when I have an idea or something pops into my head, I know I need to get it down or I'm going to miss the boat because I don't trust my memory. Let's put it that way. Okay, and you shouldn't either. You should use some things to help you stay on track so you can free up your mind. That's the biggest thing. All right, so let's move on to number five. And this is very, very important as well. And quite frankly, it's one of my favorite of the five. And it's learn to say no. You have to learn to say no. There are times where people will ask you to do things or be a part of things or to do things. And you have to learn to say, no, I cannot do that. Now, I believe there's a balance to using the word no, okay? And saying no, there is a balance, no question. But one of the things that I do know is that I have learned to say no and not feel bad about it. No thanks. That really isn't for me. No thanks. I'm tied up. I can't do that. But there are times where I will go, you know what? Let me see how I can work this in because I do want to be a part of that. So I may rearrange things. So you have to learn to kind of tie into what your values are, what's important to you. You have to be able to look at those things and make those types of decisions. And I know for me, you know, I have the ability to say no, and I don't feel ashamed about it whatsoever. Okay. But if I can work it in and it's an important thing that to me, I will definitely work it in. You know, the biggest thing is when people say they don't have time, well, I truly believe that you will make time for the things that are important to you. And if something comes to me and it's not important to me, then I will say no. But if it is, then I'll try to work it in and I'll figure out how to make it happen. Okay, so these are the five, and I'm going to give you a bonus tip. Okay, so the five, let's talk about the five again real quick, and then I'm going to give you the bonus tip. The first one is to get rid of distractions, minimize your notifications. Make that happen. So important. Get rid of those ridiculous notifications and distractions. I'm telling you, they are stealing your time second by second by second. It's that important. Okay, so figure out what it is. Email, Skype, Slack, phone apps, whatever it may be. Reduce those in a massive way by 90 to 95%. Okay, very important. Number two is to create a daily mode of operation. Have a general idea of the things you need to accomplish every week and set it up to where you can do those certain things on certain days. Like I know, again, Monday, that's my content day. That's where I spend some time doing content, okay, for my blog, blah, blah, blah. I know that that's that day. And have a general routine that you stick to every single week and accomplish those things. And then number three, do the biggest task every single day, first thing in the morning, the thing which you would normally want to avoid, get that done, get it out of the way, and get moving forward. And then you can go to the working to-do list that you'll have on either paper or an app of some sort, where you can track all your ideas and all the tasks that you want to get done, and you can work from that list, okay? And then, of course, number five, learn to say no. Okay, you have to learn to say no and not overload yourself. This is very, very important, and you want to learn to be effective at that. And here's my bonus tip for you. One of the best things that you need to do to make sure that you are the most productive entrepreneur that you can absolutely be is to make sure that you're getting enough sleep. Okay? So crucial, so important. I tell you, there are people that they just annoy me so bad when I hear people go, oh man, sleep is overrated. I've heard people say that. Man, you got to live with excitement. Sleep's overrated. You can sleep when you're dead. And I'm like, you're crazy, man. If you think that way, you are not being a healthy person. Okay. You need a good night's sleep every single night. So crucial. So important to do, because if you don't get that sleep, you are not going to be your best. We cannot function without sleep. Our bodies are meant to get sleep. Our bodies need restorative sleep in order to be our best. Now, the difference for everybody, it's different for everybody. You know, some people need, you know, 8 to 9 hours of sleep, and some people need a good 5 to 7. I'm usually around the 6 to 7 mark, okay? If I get a good solid 6 hours of sleep, I'm usually good, okay? I can do well. And I will usually take maybe a 30-minute cat nap in the afternoon, okay? So for me, you know, a good solid 6 hours, I'm doing great, okay? I could even go to 7 or 8. Heck, on the weekends, I may even stretch that out a little bit. But point being is I need my sleep, okay? And, you know, here's the thing, and I'm going to be a little vulnerable here for you for a minute, and I want to share with you something. I recently, one of the things that I know I've had an issue with is snoring, okay? And not bad, but the thing is, I decided to do a sleep test and found out that I had mild sleep apnea, okay? And mild, it wasn't severe, but I decided that it was time for me to get a CPAP machine. So I just recently got a CPAP machine so that I could get a better night's sleep. Now, I look like Darth Vader at night, but you know, I don't care. I mean, I really don't. I care about my health and I care about getting a good night's sleep. And so I just recently did that. I actually got the machine a few days ago and I've been using it. Still got to get used to it. But I'll tell you what, I care about my sleep and I care about getting a good night's sleep, because I know that if I can get a good night's sleep, then I am going to be my absolute best when I'm out there working. I'll be the best in my business. I'll be the best for my family. And I'll be the best for my clients, my students, and all those that I put my effort into each and every day. So if you're not getting good night's sleeps, if you're not, you know, whatever you need to do, find out why you're not. Why are you not getting enough sleep? You know, one of the things, I'll tell you this, this is very important. When you go to sleep, and I'm not always great about this, but when you go to bed at night, you really should not be looking at a phone screen or a computer screen for like 45 minutes to an hour before you actually go to sleep. It's been proven that the light that comes off of, you know, the computer screens, the laptop screens, the phone screens, actually it can keep you awake, and it can affect your sleep. So, you know, make sure that you are giving yourself a little bit of time to, you know, adjust away from your devices. So very, very important. Get a good night's sleep. Do whatever you need to do. If you're, you know, if you find that you're not getting a good night's sleep, you know, check it out. You know, find out why. If you have to get a sleep study, get one. That's what I did. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited to, you know, to get a better night's sleep. And so I can be my best for my business, for my family, for my students, for my clients. And that's really what it's all about. So did you guys get value from this? And I hope you did. I hope you found something in here that you can take and really put into practice. But remember this, the things that you, you know, that you really want to, you know, focus on are the things that will have the most impact. And I believe that these, you know, five things or six things can really have a huge benefit to your life. They will really have a huge benefit to your business, and they can help you accomplish more. But it's absolutely going to take some discipline to enact them and to put them into practice. They're not just going to happen. Okay. You have to sit down, really make an effort, and get yourself into the habit. Okay. It takes a little bit of time to form habits. It takes a little bit of effort to form a habit. But, you know, one of them, like I said, with my calendar, I'm so used to my calendar now that I literally live and die by that thing. If I don't put it in my calendar, it won't happen. If I don't put it on my to-do list, it won't happen because I don't trust my memory. Okay. So I hope you got some value from this. If you did, do me a favor, share this with somebody, tag them in the comments. If you're hearing this on the podcast, share this episode. Somebody will love you and they will benefit from it. All right. You've been listening to the Fearless Influencer Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider giving it a positive review on iTunes or wherever you are listening. If you want more tips, tricks, and strategies to help you become a fearless influencer, be sure to visit my blog at markharbert.com and let's be sure to connect. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.